Hi friends, so I'm taking the concluding chapter in this book, Recent Trends in HRM. At the right time of writing the book, these are the recent trends. You may read the book little later, so these recent trends would have become a regular affair. Okay, so here I am. Objectives: after studying the chapter, you should be able to understand role of technology in HRM, how technology acts as a leverage in HRM. Then this concept called work from home in HRM, which has come in recently. HRM is a part of operational verticals, right? Structure: recent changes in industry will be covered in 16.1. In 16.2, I'm covering technology as a leverage to change. In 16.3, I'm covering impact of technology-driven functions. Next comes adaptation of HRM to the new changes. 16.5, work from home. And finally, we are ending up with a summary. So here we are. The whole corporate landscape globally has undergone a sea change. I'm not talking about only post-pandemic, even pre-pandemic. Technology has been the main driver of the change. And today, technology has become indispensable. You have to use technology in every aspect of business today. As a result, all businesses have started adopting technology as a major leverage. If you do not have technology backing your business, you are into major issue. The structure of organization working has changed from a goal-driven activities to innovatively goal-driven activities. We are still setting goals, but the goals are like, they are like moving goals. The changes are happening so rapidly that I have to be innovative in achieving my goals. In some cases, I may have to even change my goals, and that is where the innovation part of it comes. So today, the focus is on innovatively driven activities or goals. Every employee is expected to be tech savvy and skilled enough to absorb and rapid changes. You have to learn to be technologically literate, technologically enabled, so that you are able to understand how the changes are happening and absorb it and be effective and fall in line. This has resulted in organizations focusing on learning, unlearning, and relearning path of growth. Now, everybody is going through this process, learning, unlearning, relearning, learning, unlearning, relearning. It's a cycle. HRM thus assumes a role that is modification of the earlier ones. While conducting the recruitment selection process, the focus being more on talent and skill-based manpower who are quick in absorbing changes. Underline the word quick. When you are hiring in the past also, we have been focusing on talent and skills, definitely. But today we want people who are agile, who can quickly absorb a change, who are not coming with the idea that I'll be using their skills for too long. Because skills and talents at the time of hiring will change once you join the company within a few months. Are you willing to absorb the change? The methodology of working itself changes. And today a lot of people are going through stress because they don't understand how to absorb the change. Organizations have become extremely volatile in the changes and the way they are modifying things on very quickly. With the result that sometimes the employees think that organizations are not ethical. Some organizations are not ethical. They promise something and they give you something in the working environment totally different. They are unethical. But even the good organizations, they are going through a tremendous pressure of change. So when you join an organization today, you have to be very, very, very clear about thing that you must be open to a change. If I'm interviewing somebody for a company, I will look for whether the person has got a capacity to learn and unlearn. Is he flexible in thinking? Is he willing to be innovative? Okay. As we all know, technology has pervaded all walks of life and an average individual uses technology on a daily basis. I don't have to elaborate this. You and I are doing it. In the corporate world, technology has been a major driver in running businesses more efficiently and effectively. Besides having the core of the domain skills, every individual is expected to be technologically literate. I may be a HR person, I may be a production person, I may be a finance person, but I need to be technologically literate. Because at the end of it, a finance person, his accounts, his financial balance sheet, everything is coming on the technology driven. So everybody is into this technological literacy, it's driving it. That's why we call it knowledge age or the technology age. it must be understood that technology has its own effect on human motivation at the workplace. Now, this is where the HR comes in. It affects human behavior and relationships thereof. All of you will agree? If you work continuously in front of a machine, like a laptop or a desktop, whole day, it sort of dehumanizes you. Dehumanizing, that's the word I use. I put it in the next point. Excess of technological involvement in business tends to dehumanize relationships at the workplace and with customers. Those in service sector will agree that today we are talking to customers only on the phone. A call center or some back office service center is talking to customers. Customers don't feel the person touch. And when there are issues to be tackled, there are certain systems created in such a way that the system talks to you, the human being is not there in front of you, face to face to talk. Customers feel frustrated. So it's not intentionally, it has just happened that by putting everything into the technology, we have lost the person touch, that feel with which one has to conduct business and satisfy customers is gone. This dehumanizes relationships. Does it mean we need to dump technology? No. Technology is important, but we have to be careful in selecting where to use technology, where not to use technology. HRM needs to address the aspect that modifies human behavior and relationships. Too less technology does not serve business, and too much of technology does not serve the human relation purpose. We need to balance between the two. HRM has to ensure, as a strategic partner to the top management, as to the extent to which certain functions need to be handled manually and certain other functions being handled through technology. You must have a healthy combination of both. For example, I believe, as a trainer also and also as a customer of any service that is provided to me, that it's better to have that one-to-one interaction. Many things get sorted out. If I constantly are on the WhatsApp or I'm constantly messaging somebody, there are many misunderstandings that can come. I always tell this to myself that when I want to get a service executed, for example, if I want to renew my Mediclaim, what I do is I straight away go to the office close to my home. I go and sit there, and within few minutes, my Mediclaim renewal is over. I know the amount. I know what is to be done there and then. Instead, with due respect to the insurance industry, I get calls before my Mediclaim is expiring. I keep getting calls from several people, not one, many. Each one quotes a different Mediclaim amount which I'm supposed to pay. That is very shocking. Now, this is actually happening. I'm not discounting anything that the insurance industry is doing. They are doing a great job. But sometimes certain processes are such that I don't know why it happens, but it happens. And in my experience, I've noticed that I go there straight to the company. I sit there, I take my card, credit card, a checkbook or whatever, and I get it sorted out in no time. Now, it's important that certain areas where the customer may feel not so happy, he may feel cheated, it's important that they have a one-to-one personal thing. So to that extent, the HR has to ensure that they got to hire people who are into service, who take care of back office service using technology, and also one-to-one with minimum technology. There is nothing like a personal touch. When it comes to dealing with people, there is nothing like a personal touch. You have to be there to get certain things sorted out. By and large, many issues can be handled by technology. Sorry. By and large, many things can be handled by technology. But there are certain things that require human intervention that cannot be ignored. Most of the cases, service complaints, frustration, customers migrating from one company to the competitor is only happening because somewhere this has not been addressed. When I teach consumer buyer behavior as a subject, there I talk about it. I mention the importance of the personal touch, especially in service sector, it is required today. Okay? Globally, businesses have grown rapidly and even transited to higher technology-driven units. Manufacturing units have converted man-machine production into robotic production. Look at an automobile plant, it's become robotic now. Service units, on the other hand, are overly dependent on technology as a major driver. They have to, because service is catering to people and service is intangible in its form and content. It's a promise you're making. It's something that you're giving them for as an enabler. And they need technology. The number of people to whom I'm giving service are too many. And so I need a technology as a leverage. Okay? As a result of this, what has happened? Manpower is getting adapted to technology-driven businesses. At the same time, rapidity with which the technology is advancing, and in turn the businesses need to be addressed effectively. Here is where HR comes in. There's a need to have a critical mass of human resources who are adaptable to quick changes. In reality, human systems do not adapt to changes that easily. It's a fact. But that's where HR comes in. And they got to conduct certain interventions, as you call it, certain types of, you know, training or orientation, wherein people are made to learn to accept changes, welcome changes. So there remains a majority of employees who lag behind in adapting to rapid changes, because majority of the people are resisting change. Human systems resist change. Unless an organization creates a corporate culture of adaptation to rapid changes, it would be highly challenging to run a business by retaining people who are constantly relearning to rapid changes. Only some people are doing this relearning to rapid change. The rest of them are not doing it. These people will get an overload of work because they have to do the work which others are not doing. So you have to decide to have a culture at the top itself. The company culture should be such that it's very adaptive to changes, and it promotes adaptation and education and re-education of people on skills. Okay? Adaptation of HRM to the new changes. The key driver to the change in an organization is the HR department. They need to recognize and address the changes even before they occur. They have to sense it. That is where the strategic HR comes into picture. Hence, HR personnel needs to be thorough and updated on the latest developments in technology. They've got to be one step ahead. It is worthwhile for the HR department to nominate their employees, their department employees, into attending courses on technology as soon as they are launched. For example, you know, virtual reality, you know, it's now doing the waves. Now, does an HR person go through a virtual reality training? Even if you're not using it today, you may find it far-fetched. What has HR to do with virtual reality? But then who knows, in the future, HR may be called upon to use virtual reality. It's quite possible. I'm just giving an example. So similarly, when a technology is launched, can I put my boys into the training so that they are familiar about what it can do and how it can be useful for HR? This facilitates them to identify and create proper job profiles in line with the changing situations. When you're chalking out job profiles, when you're creating certain types of, you know, job specification sheets, you'll be in a position to know what type of talented people we need if you're updated in your technology. One of the major changes that the whole world has gone through is the concept of work from home. The next few slides, I'm discussing this now. Work from home. Thanks to the pandemic, for nearly 2 years, from the year 2020 till the end of 2021, here I'm talking in 2022 December. To you guys, organizations resorted to the new way of working, work from home, WFH. It came from nowhere. In the early days, in the early 1 month of pandemic, everything was frozen. We couldn't think straight. But human systems bounce back into normalcy. They'll try to do something, like we discussed it in 1920s in Principles of Management, wherein the Great Economic Depression brought a standstill to the whole thing, including the Spanish flu, which is what happened 100 years back. People did not keep quiet. They said, let's do something about it. So organizations also, in the month of March, April, May, around that time, they said, let's bounce back and do something. Let the show go on. However skeletal it may be, let's do something. So they resorted to this beautiful concept called work from home. Work from home is nothing new. Many people are doing it. I've been running my own business working from home for the last more than 25 years. Okay, that's nothing new. But for a person who's used to going to a workplace with an environment, corporate environment, working from home is a big challenge. Working from home has its own pluses and minuses. So let me continue with the slide. In a bid to face the new normal, that's a term we have been using, new normal, organizations and in turn HR departments of companies face the challenge of how to keep the organization running with the existing manpower locked in at homes. So initially companies had requested their employees stay at home but work from home. Now in many homes, they do not have the same infrastructure which you have in the office. They do not have the high-speed Wi-Fi or the laptops of that particular dimension, of that particular configuration. They may not have a space to sit at home in a corner undisturbed by the family members. Now all these challenges people went through. And it's a change process. Now there's a classical example of a change process in which HR departments around the world, not only in India, everywhere, they have learned something new, which I'm going to be discussing at the end. They said, how do we address this change? Because this is something very important. It's human. It's nothing to do with the manipulation of manpower. It's about how to maneuver ourselves through the change and come out with a new system altogether. Right? So taking it further, friends, the concept of work from home initially appeared to be ad hoc, temporary. Ad hoc arrangement to get back production and customer deliveries, given the constraints of movement and delivery. With the work from home taking off, as time progressed, the realities and the challenges cropped up on both sides. The organizations had some realities which they had to face, and challenges, and also with the employees. HRM had to devise a creative approach towards employee engagement. Employee engagement is a topic I'm covered in this particular book. Now, this is something which was very important. What is employee engagement? I'm sitting at home. The atmosphere, the ambience at home is very different from the workplace. I can mentally create it up to a certain point of time. But after some time, the physical reality of the home will start disturbing me. My children may be coming around, or I may have to break for a lunch. Many things. Or if I have aged parents at home, I have to attend to them. Those things will start disturbing me. More so if I do not have a private room from where I can operate. And this many, many people faced. Okay? So they had to devise, HRM has to devise a creative approach towards employee engagement, empowerment and delivery of their jobs working from home. And every good company, HRM people, they have actually made certain structures wherein they enabled it. See, we were going through a major human tragedy. It was a matter of life and death. Despite that, every human being and every organization were supporting each other. And they said that in spite of this, let's shift our focus from the tragedy, from all the realities about pandemic and all the deaths and all that were happening, into something wherein we keep ourselves engaged. So obviously the existing pre-pandemic structure of working had to be modified in terms of policies, processes, procedures, etc. We had to change it. Modified to the new reality. The biggest challenge was to ensure accountability and timely delivery of quality output like before. Now this is something, a demand of industry, which is not wrong. I'm sitting at home. My output may be less than what it is when I'm sitting in the office on a normal day, when there's no pandemic. Despite that, could I deliver at least near to whatever delivering when I was sitting in the office? Accountability, timely delivery. It's not about customers, it's about delivery of my output. Now, this was the biggest challenge. So how to motivate people when they are facing some personal challenges, also this pandemic, the fear of not going out, social distancing, all these things became a major issue. See, my dear friends, I've covered this topic in my new book only because this is not just a social issue. It is an issue which companies have faced and they're still facing in some places. And so I thought it is important to cover it in this book. In the future HR books, I think every author is going to cover about work from home. I'm sure. Because this is something which has impacted industry, it has impacted other parts of life. Right? Taking it further, my dear friends, every organization has certain functions where employees have to necessarily attend the job function physically at the workplace, like production, logistics, etc. Some functions I have to go to the office. I have to go to my workplace, like production. I can't produce automobile sitting at home. I have to go to the automobile center, to the workshop, to the factory. With all the restrictions, HR played a remarkably good role in redefining how such personnel could attend office given the constraints. They did their best. See, please remember one thing. Here I am not praising HR. I am not trying to make a marketing pitch for HR. But I am telling about a reality that happened under those trying conditions. Every person, every group of people, I was in touch with many of them. They did their best to see that people came together with the constraints. At the same time, like every other change process, there was a new learning and redefining of job functions and positions, much to the advantage of the organizational efficiency. A new knowledge came in, a new wisdom came in. There are certain job functions in which employees need not be physically present at the workplace and could execute the tasks from elsewhere, from home. A service call, you can do it from home. Talking to a customer, you can do from home. So initially, many employees working from home faced many challenges like improper ambience, poor internet connectivity and hardware, etc. As time progressed, organizations took the initiative of equipping the employees adequately as in an office environment. This initiative was an eye-opener for many organizations, and the HR started modifying the HR policies to suit the new way of working. As a matter of fact, many organizations redesigned the job functions such that most of the employees could work from home in their near future. Now, this is happening in many companies, and there are many other advantages. The company is saving on brick and mortar space cost, on many other things. So where it is necessary, people go to the office. And in metro cities like Mumbai, for example, the commuting time is reduced to zero. If you're working from home, your productivity goes up. Your energy is not wasted in that. You know, people travel long distances to the workplace and back home. It's tiring, human fatigue. So all those things were taken into account and we redesigned the jobs. The redesigning is still going on in many companies, right? Work from home is a new initiative taken up by companies in which HR plays a critical role, slightly different from the pre-pandemic days. Sudden unexpected changes offer ample opportunities for creativity and innovation in handling the chaos and converting it into a useful way of working. Right? Organizations realize that the new way of working could continue as a policy, thereby saving on costs and time. And to sum up, work from home has been more advantageous to organizations as well as to employees on many aspects. We can even envision that in the future, organizations would create an HR policy considering work from home as a norm. It's already happening. I know people today, I know friends of mine, some of my students also who are working in industry, who are actually going to the office on a very flexible basis. On Monday, Wednesdays and Thursdays, Fridays they'll be in the office. Other days they're allowed to work from home. A lot of flexibility. Another beautiful thing that is happening is that because of working from home, there's a topic in, we talk about job design. In a job design, what do? We design the job in such a way that the monotony of the job it doesn't take over the employee. Now, I look at work from home as a form of a job design, a new job design that's come in, wherein the company decides, the HR people in the company decide that this is a very good way of designing a job, wherein partly you come to the office, partly you work from home. So the monotony is lost. Since the monotony is lost, the productivity goes up. On days when I feel like working from home, I can work and come out with fantastic productivity. On days when I want to go to the office, I meet people, I work from there, my productivity is also good there. It's a new thing which nobody expected. See, whenever an event takes place, I can see it as a threat or an opportunity. It was a threat for human life, no doubt about it. But from the organization point of view, it's an opportunity. And this opportunity has redesigned the whole HR form of looking at people and resources. Okay? With this, I conclude this with a summary. The whole corporate leader landscape globally has undergone a sea change. Technology has been the main driver of the change. As a result, all businesses have started adopting technology as a major leverage. Every individual is expected to be technology literate. Technology has impacted all business models in a big way. HR has to steer the use of technology with appropriate mix of human and technological intervention. Among the various trends which have been emerged recently in the world of business, the most impactful has been work from home. This has had major shift in the manner in which organizations perceive the future of manpower requirements in terms of precious resources like time and money. With this, my dear friends, I conclude this module. I'm sure this is a value addition to all of you, and wish you all the best